Track 4 and new stories. An application to demolish an existing King's Stainton care home and build a brand new one in its place is due to go before planners this month. A decision by Teignbridge Council, which is seeking permission to demolish Penns Mount care home and build a new 79-bed home in its place, is due to go before the council on March the 16th. Located at the top of the hill of Penns Mount, the existing care home currently provides for 22 residents. Under the proposals, the new building will be a split-level design over 2 and 2.5 storeys. According to the design and access statement, the layout will be as follows: 13 ensuite bedrooms on the lower ground floor, 30 ensuite bedrooms on the ground floor, and 36 bedrooms on the first floor. The second floor will consist of staff areas. The application includes provision for amenity areas such as a cafe, dining rooms, quiet lounges, a library, private dining, a cinema, and a hairdresser's. It will also provide 22 car parking spaces, 2 of which would be disabled bays, as well as an ambulance bay. Due to demand for quality care accommodation, the existing home has a vision to provide for a much wider community of people with varying needs in the King's Stainton, Newton Abbot and wider Devon area. The existing buildings have poor energy performance, hence much of the building is needing a physical upgrade. The existing building was not purpose-built as a care home, and therefore none of the residents' rooms have ensuite, shower or bathroom facilities, and many of the rooms are too small to easily manoeuvre a wheelchair.
3-year revamp transforms park. A major 3-year restoration project at Stover Country Park has now been completed, and the public are invited to help celebrate the occasion next weekend. The Restoring Stover Park project has seen more than £4.2 million invested in the park. Half of the funding came from the National Lottery Heritage Fund, with the remainder provided by Devon County Council and a range of partners. The project has transformed the park for wildlife, heritage and visitors. It marks the biggest programme of improvement at Stover for generations. On Wednesday, the 4th of March, invited guests, including funders, contractors, community partners and volunteers, attended a private celebration to thank all those involved in the restoration programme. Guests marked the occasion by unveiling a commemorative granite plinth, planting trees in new woodland and celebrating Stover's history. Celebrations continue on Sunday, March the 8th, with a free public event at Stover Country Park. Everyone is welcome to drop in between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to explore the improvements and enjoy family-friendly activities. Over the 3 years of the restoration, volunteers have played a vital role in the project, contributing more than 5,500 hours caring for Stover's wildlife and heritage. The project has delivered new and improved facilities, restored historic features, improved paths and trails, and carried out major work to improve Stover Lake and its wildlife. It has also helped more people enjoy the park through education, volunteering and community activities. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "This project shows what can be achieved when people and experts come together to care for a special place. Stover Country Park is now better protected for the future and even more welcoming for visitors. It's an extraordinary achievement for our heritage and wildlife in this wonderful location, and a moment to celebrate as Stover opens up for everyone to appreciate and enjoy."
New training tackles stalking threats. The Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner has launched new training to help frontline professionals identify and respond to evidence of stalking. The sessions will be delivered online throughout March by national charity, the Holly Gazzard Trust. Holly was just 20 years old when she was murdered by her abusive ex-partner while working at a Gloucester hairdressing salon. During their relationship, she was subjected to coercive and controlling behaviour. After she ended the relationship, the abuse escalated into stalking. Holly's family were unaware of the risk she faced. Her ex-partner's behaviour was not recognised as stalking, and the danger that she was in was not fully understood. Her death highlights the devastating consequences of missed opportunities to identify stalking and intervene early. It is for anyone working with the public, including specialist domestic abuse practitioners, family support and early help workers, victim advocates, social workers, housing officers, youth workers, police officers and staff, magistrates and those working for the Crown Prosecution Service. There are 6 4-hour sessions being offered and a video of the training will be available online for a year. The sessions focus on identifying stalking early and protecting those at greatest risk of serious harm. This project aims to equip professionals with the knowledge and confidence to identify stalking behaviours early, understand why ex-partner stalking is high risk, recognise how stalking differs from harassment, apply a basic understanding of the law on stalking, assess risk and implement effective safeguarding and signpost victims to specialist stalking support. To find out more, visit the Holly Gazzard Trust website.
Plans submitted for derelict building. A derelict and disused building in Teignmouth could become serviced accommodation as a planning application is submitted to Teignbridge Council. Submitted by Cloud9, they are seeking permission from Teignbridge Council to change the use of 137 to 139 Bitton Park Road. The building has remained vacant for a prolonged period and no longer provides an active or viable commercial use in its current form. Teignbridge Council are due to make a decision by April the 21st. The proposed development seeks to bring the building back into beneficial use through its conversion to serviced accommodation. The proposal utilises the existing structure and footprint with only limited and proportionate alterations. The planning statement says serviced accommodation is considered an appropriate and compatible use for the site, providing managed short-stay accommodation similar in nature to small-scale hotel or guest accommodation. It refers to short or medium-term fully furnished homes, either apartments or houses, that are available to book by the night, week or month. Unlike hotels, these properties offer more space, privacy and flexibility. The proposed use represents a sustainable and proportionate evolution of the site that brings an existing building back into active use without resulting in harm to the character or function of the surrounding area. What have you been saying? There are comments taken from the Mid Devon Advertiser page on Facebook. And what people have been saying is, it's about time that something was done about that eyesore. Been an eyesore for a long time. Good that someone can make it into something nice. Another comment was, don't hold your breath. Several planning applications have tried. It's so close to a busy road, often gets rejected as accommodation. They refused change of use before. Commercial was said to be better as it would be so close to the road. That and the lack of parking. And about time, it's a pity Teignbridge don't make some of the empty buildings in their area made into accommodation to rent. There's enough of them.
Roadside verges set for an eco makeover. Roadside verges in Bovey Tracy are set to get even more eco-friendly after the Town Council agreed to replace annual wildflower planting with year-round perennials. The move could help with the authority's carbon reduction aims and will also save taxpayers money by reducing maintenance. Over the last few years, signs have been in place indicating that some verges are seeded each year with flowers to attract pollinators such as bees and butterflies. Although the scheme has been deemed a great success, the new regime aims to achieve even more. Out will go the annual planting and seed harvesting to be replaced with plants that provide permanent ground cover supporting insects, birds and small mammals all year round. Verges will no longer look bare in winter, and the new plant's deeper roots will store more carbon and be more resilient to drought and heavy rainfall. The change was voted through by members.